I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is facing its deadline to release its files on Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender known for his connections to powerful figures, including Donald Trump. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche told Fox News Channel he expects the department to release several hundred thousand records by today's deadline and several hundred thousand more in the coming weeks. In a rare news conference, Secretary of State Marco Rubio held court on a number of issues. The AP Sagar Magani reports that includes the Russian war in Ukraine.
Rubio will meet with a Vladimir Putin advisor tomorrow in Florida.
We're trying to figure out what can Russia give and what do they expect to get? What can Ukraine give and what can Ukraine expect to get?
There will also be meetings on the president's Gaza ceasefire plan, announced in October but slow to be implemented.
A miracle that it happened in the first place.
Rubio's also defending U.S. strikes on suspected drug boats off Venezuela while ramping up pressure on the Maduro regime.
We know that they are in cahoots with drug trafficking organizations.
Rubio defended his role in implementing the Trump America First agenda, firing back at former Senate colleagues criticizing his efforts.
The Constitution does not say you elect the President of the United States and then you put in place a State Department to undermine the President if the person who's the Secretary of State doesn't agree with him. That's ridiculous.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Just yesterday, President Trump's appointed board at the Kennedy Center in D.C. voted to rename it the Donald Trump John F. Kennedy Center.
And I was surprised by it. I was honored by it. You know, we're saving the building. We saved the building.
Today, the president's name was added to the sign on the building. The Los Angeles Angels settled a lawsuit over the drug overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. It was reached while jurors were deliberating after a two-month civil trial in Southern California over whether the Angels should be held responsible for Skaggs' 2019 death. This is AP News. Syria welcomes the permanent repeal of sweeping U.S. sanctions.
President Donald Trump, who previously lifted the penalties temporarily, signed off on the final repeal late Thursday after Congress passed it as part of the country's annual defense spending bill. Some lawmakers have pushed for making the Syrian repeal conditional on steps by the new Sunni Islamist-dominated government to protect religious minorities, among other measures. Syria's foreign ministry, in a statement on Friday, thanked the U.S. for the move and said it will contribute to alleviating the burdens on the Syrian people and open the way for a new phase of recovery and stability. The ministry calls for Syrian business people and foreign investors to explore investment opportunities and participate in reconstruction, the cost of which the World Bank has estimated at $216 billion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
One of the biggest challenges of earning a degree as a military veteran is transitioning your goals and experiences to your next phase in life. National University gets it. As a veteran-founded Yellow Ribbon School, they offer post-9/11 GI Bill acceptance, dedicated military support and advising services, and credit for your military experience. That's why 30% of their students are military-affiliated. NU, education that serves those who served.